The COVID-19 outbreak has closed Texas schools and kept students at home. Parents have to either find a way to watch their kids while they work or figure out an alternative for childcare. TPR's Camille Phillips spoke with three San Antonio families to learn how they're coping with the new reality.
Scout Stern has spent the past week working from home with her kindergartner and toddler.
Since my company has been flexible, I thought it would be best if I kept them home, even though it wasn't the ideal solution from a productivity standpoint.
In between tasks for her job at a medical device company, she keeps her six-year-old daughter, Cora, busy with hands-on activities, like pinning bones onto a poster of a human body.
I need help.
What do you need help with?
Putting this on.
She says her two-year-old especially needs constant attention, and there's no hiding that from her coworkers, especially when it's her turn to talk on a conference call.
Suddenly, my kid needs a snack or a diaper change, you know, and that gets communicated loudly because kids don't quite understand, you know, volume.
Stern says things are better now that her husband, Ben, has started working a late shift. He's able to be home in the mornings to take care of their daughters while she works. That's not an option for single mom Megan Bingaman. She's been alone at her apartment with 8-year-old Rowan for 2 weeks.
You know, I'm a unique situation. I'm immunocompromised, so I'm trying to keep the two of us together.
Her son has his own kid-sized desk next to hers. While she works, Rowan plays online math games, which he can't help sharing with her.
Mommy, which one should I get? Should I get this fish tank or this fish tank?
That one.
Wait. Oh, wait, that's a scale model.
She is very excited for her school's remote learning to start this week and plans to be one of the first in line to pick up Rowan's packet of assignments.
It's going to be tricky because teachers are like superheroes and they can get these kids to do things that they don't want to do for parents.
She considers herself lucky, though. Her job with a financial services company is encouraging folks to telecommute.
My kid is home. He's safe. He's with me. I have faith that we'll make it through.
For many Texas parents and parents around the country, working remotely isn't an option. Gabby Garcia is a licensed vocational nurse. She had to drop one of her shifts this week to keep an eye on her first grader, Liam. Her husband's an electrician, another job you can't do from your couch. Garcia says when they're both working, her sister-in-law and father-in-law help out.
I didn't want to burden my father-in-law too much. He is older, and I also kind of need some regularity for my son, because I know with Grandpa, he's just going to be hanging out and eating Oreos all day.
Garcia's also juggling her own schoolwork. She's studying to become an RN. The day we talked, she was preparing to take a test from home in between lots of interruptions from her son.
He's six. It's adorable. He comes in, hey, Mom, let me tell you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, but I really got to focus.
She was supposed to start clinicals in ERs and ICUs soon, but that's all been canceled because of the coronavirus.
It is definitely stressful. Today we got something from our HR department wanting to know if we were going to be needing assistance with childcare. And I was like, well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Garcia says if things get really crazy at the hospital and she's needed for more shifts, she'll ask other parents at Liam's school to help. They've banded together to create an ad hoc childcare network. Parents at home with their kids have volunteered to watch the kids of parents who, like Garcia, have to go in to work. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.